Israel, as everybody knows, in the context of Bris Mila, the pasuk says, "V'nasati lecha ulezarecha acharecha eis eretz migurecha eis kol eretz kanan." There's an amazing Rashi. Spoke about it actually a little bit with the faculty yesterday. Pasuk says, "V'etna brisi v'niu v'necha v'arbeus chabi mod me'od." So Rashi comments about the Bris Mila, Bris shel Ahava, hence it's in Sefer Ahava, u'Bris ha'aretz al yidei mitzvah zo marisha ani lecha ha'aretz. That through the mitzvah of Mila, Morish Eretz Yisrael, and like what exactly is the pshat? I mean, Bris Mila is obviously a chovas agavra. We're talking about being fundamentally a chiyuv, a mitzvah savein al av, a chiyuv of the father that it transfers over to the son. The question is, what transfers over? The entire mitzvah, not the entire mitzvah, but you can already appreciate, because Mila is all about our love of Hashem, right? Ahava, it's the culmination of Sefer Ahava. And what it really has to do with is the idea that, you know, we're willing to do certain things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we love Him very, very, very much. When you love something very much, you're willing to go through Inui, whether it's Inui of Yom Kippur, whether it's the Inui of Mila. And that's extremely important. Al Yidei Mitzvah Zo Ani Morish L'Chos HaAretz, because Eretz Yisrael is also nicknames B'Yisurin, as the Gemara in Brachos Daf Hei Amud Aleph points out. So there's a very deep relationship between the Ahavas Hashem, which is required for the mitzvah of Mila, and the Ahavas Hashem, which is required for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And small wonder then that who do we associate both mitzvahs with, Yishuv Eretz and Mila? Avram Avinu, because we are, of course, Zera Avraham Ohavi. He was the paragon of Ahavas Hashem. So as Mila is on our mind, Eretz Yisrael is on our mind, and Achenu B'nai Yisrael are on our mind, and a deep sense of care and concern for what's going on there, even as we speak, very difficult and challenging situations. Again, yesterday we spoke about the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, and the Ravid having a very inspiring shita, a very machmer shita, but we said one that was confirmed by Rashi, v'arel zachar shalayimol es besar lasov v'nichrasan evashahi me'ameha es brisi hefar, that kol yom vayom omed be'isr kares. That means to say that your status during that time isn't just a status le'inyan kodshim, le'inyan truma, le'inyan karban pesach, umalta oto az yochal bo. Another one? Okay, thank you very much, Elian. So those are symptoms or manifestations, but really, a person who even on a temporary basis, you can reverse the kares, but midei yom vayom, as long as that person isn't mahul, so that person is outside the body politic of Klal Yisrael. And then again, the manifestation, the phenotype expresses itself with respect to kodshim and truma and karban pesach and mikdash and many other halachos. But again, the Ravid is arguing that the issur kares really is chal, and that's a profound difference between, you know, the Rambam and the Ravid. Okay, so now again, to develop the idea that we're starting to develop, and we'll go, you know, take the next step, the next Rambam Ravid today. We developed the idea, Ephraim, just remind us that there are really two dinim. Go ahead. And this comes from the very end, the penultimate halacha, Hilchos Mila, Me'usahi, right, and Gedolahi, Hamila. So that sounds like the same thing, but what we started to demonstrate is maybe when the father does Bris Mila, go ahead. So when the father does Bris Mila, that's actually the Kiyum Aseh of Mila. And if the father is Mevatel Mitzvahs Aseh Zo, and it devolves either to Bezdin and then subsequently to the individual themselves, so what's left to do? Hasara Sa'orla. What was the Diyuk yesterday? Shelo Yanichu Arel B'Yisrael. So this Bezdin has to be Ma'akar Avodah Zara. Bezdin, according to the Rambam, has a chiyuv to be Ma'akar Arayos from Eretz Yisrael, Velosi Akadeshim, Nosi Yisrael, based on the Sifrei, the Ramban thinks, is a Chovas Atzibur. Bezdin has an obligation to uproot Arayos. So too, they can't leave, you know, Orla around, which is not Orla in the sense of, you know, the tree, but, you know, Arlus in the sense of, you know, Mila. Okay, so let's try to confirm this in Shitas HaRambam. This is probably the heart of the halachic matter. On the institution of Bris Mila, right? Al is always a little bit more parav, if you will. There's much to say about this in the Rambam Hilchos Brachos, also in Sefer Ava, but Vitzivanu al Mila, v'imal ben chaveru, v'imalas beno, mivarech Vitzivanu lamul es haben, right? The Nusach HaBracha changes, right, and that's not just the local change, but we think it's because the kiyum is really completely different. Al hamila versus lamul es haben. V'avi haben, and it sounds like exclusively v'avi haben, and the Ravid objects to this. V'avi haben mivarech bracha. Charis bracha tashem v'kinu mechlam asher kishan tzavet zivanu lachnis abriso shal Avraham Avinu. Mitzvah al av lamul es beno yosra al mitzvah shemitzumin yisrael sheyemolu kol arel Shebineim. Why did the Rambam add in the words "Kol Arel Shebineim"? Who else would you do a Bris Mila to? My God, I mean, this is not a mitzvah that you do, you know, repeat performances on. So Kol Arel Shebineim. Again, Kavi, what point does that prove? very important. The ger is an important part of this discussion. We'll come back to that. But shimolu kol arel shebeinehem means what, Ilan? Exactly, that, you know, Klal Yisrael, through the Beis Din, as their representatives, has to remove all the arelim. You know, you can't have arelim around. Shimolu kol arel shebeinehem, right? You know, mu'usa hi ha'orla. But that's the nature of the chiyuv. When it's the father who's doing it, it's not just hasaras ha'orla, it's really mitzvah smila. Lefikach, imein sham avim, imein mevarchin achara bracha zo. You don't make the bracha of lachnisa b'yisrael v'ram avinu. V'yesh mishahora, the Rambam says, he knows there's somebody who disagrees. Sheivarcho oso bezdin o'echad minam v'ein roi lasos kain. And the Ravid basically says, why not? Because of a Ravid, mistaber k'man damer bezdin o'myuchat shabiyam mevarech, v'nagu atzlenu shasan dek mevarech. Okay, so what's the nekudat samachlokus between the Rambam and the Ravid? Clearly what the Rambam understood is only the father can make the bracha, asher kicharet tzavet zivanu lachnisa b'biso shel Avraham Avinu, because what does that bracha represent? The special nature of the father's kiyum. Right, when it comes to Bezdin or anybody else, it's really about Hasara Sa'orla. All they can say is Al HaMila, but Mila in the generic sense of Hasara Sa'orla. When it comes to the father, Ritzus HaBein Al-Av, what the father is doing is something that only the father can do, is that this is really the beginning. L'achnis Rishol Shavram Avinu. It doesn't end with Mila, it really starts with Mila. L'amul Oliftos L'amda Torah L'asiyo Yishol L'amda Omnos Yeshomim L'hashito B'mayim. It's part of a broader framework, as the Bryson Kedushin, Daf Chavtes, really elaborates. It's part of a lifelong relationship, which of course, you know, maximally expresses itself with respect to Talmud Torah. So the idea is, Lachniso Bebriso Shel Avraham Avinu, that's something that's passed on, I wouldn't say from father to son, but from father to father to father to father. Who did it begin with? The father of Klal Yisrael, namely Avram Avinu. Okay, so that's a very important point. So the Rambam holds the halacha that the only person who's allowed to make this bracha is the father. Why? Because he's the only one who really does the mitzvah saseh of Mila. What does anybody else do? Anybody else? Hasar sa'orla. Shalo yanichu ariel b'yisrael v'lo b'avdayan. Right? And that's what the Rambam means. It's qualitative. It's not like, you know, one is quantitative, one is worth 10 points, the other is worth 8 points. Mitzvah avla mulas b'no yeser al mitzvah shemitzuvin yisrael. Sheyamulu kol arel shebeinehem. It's again, it's all about alhamila, just to remove orla mi beinehem. So again, we'll finish off tomorrow with the last passage here in the Rambam about the reaction of those who are present and the special role of shehechianu. But you can already appreciate how the two dinim that we pointed at the beginning, meusa hi orla, gedola hi amila, are instantiated, unequivocally in Shitas HaRambam. So again, all of the learning should be l'shalom achinu bnei Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the Bris Mila, of course, is Bris Shel Abba, Al Yedei Mitzvah Zo, Nimorish Lecha Es Haaretz, and the special Yerushas Eretz Yisrael Niknes B'Yisurin, the Ahava of the Jewish people for Eretz Yisrael, for the Mitzvah of Mila, has certainly withstood the test of time.